Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for joining me today on Build, Grow, and Enjoy on WIDO 1570 AM The Light. It is 3 p.m., 12/6/2010. Chilly day here in Atlanta, so hope everyone is bundled up, staying warm, and avoiding the bug. We are excited today on DGE Radio. You are about to get the opportunity of a lifetime. I have been announcing to you all for the past few weeks about getting those business plans ready. And today you will find out why. From the BGE team, I have Josue Andino, advertising director with the Build, Grow, and Enjoy team. Josue will be giving all the details on BGE's upcoming campaign From the Hustle to the Boardroom. Hey, Josue, how are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I am wonderful. Everyone is excited to hear about this campaign. You ready to give it to us?
Oh, I am so excited. Thank you for giving me the opportunity, first of all. I want to say hello to everybody, and I hope that you're excited, or at least this project makes you as excited as I am. We have created an idea that with all the negative press that everything has, that we hear every day about financials, job losses, and everything that is going on, we believe that the next growth for the next 10 years is going to be entrepreneurship. And with this program, we have created a forum that is going to be called From the Hustle to the Boardroom. That is going to allow people three things. One of them is education. The other one is to network with people who are doing business and successful. And thirdly, we'll be able to learn from the top people in the industry about how to be successful personally, business-wise, and money-wise. It's all in one package.
Nice, nice, nice. Well, I know pretty much most of the listeners here know that small businesses is a huge contributor to the economy. Some of the stats, you know, in the U.S., small businesses less than 500 employees account for about half the GDP, more than half the employment. Regarding small business, the top job provider is those with less than 10 employees, and those with more but less than 20 employees come in as second. And those with 20 or more but less than 100 employees come in as the third. The most recent data shows firms with less than 20 employees account for slightly more than 18% of the employment. So of 5.3 million employer firms, 78.8% have fewer than 10 employees and 99.7% had fewer than 500 employees. So research shows that there is a crisis of unemployment and poverty in America, and it continues to worsen. Despite the nominal increase in jobs in recent weeks, what is not reported is what kind of jobs are being created. Manufacturing jobs, the backbone of the economy, continue to be lost for the 37th month in a row in October. For the vast majority of Americans, the day of high-quality jobs with decent wages, security, and full health and retirement benefits are a thing of the past. And as discussed in previous shows, Americans are getting tired and are looking to go into business for themselves. With the freedom to operate independently, reaping the rewards of their efforts, making their own decisions, and taking their own risks. Bottom line, small business owners have the satisfaction of making their own decisions within the constraints imposed by the economic and environmental factors. So, here at BGE, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, we have stepped up to the plate and would like to discover those many great business ideas and help launch it by, like Josue says, providing financial education through the meaning of promoting financial literacy, and a long-term vision to help with continued business growth and job creation, which leads to a more stable economy. So get ready, everybody. Take notes. You can join us in the chat on BillGrownEnjoy.com. The lines are open, 347-215-8709. We're going to take a quick break, and when we return, we will get the details from Josue, from the hustle to the boardroom. Be right back.
Hi, I'm Michael Wilkinson, the CEO of Leadership Strategies, the facilitation company. We provide training in facilitation skills. We also provide professional facilitators to run strategic planning sessions and issue resolution sessions. You can reach us on the web at www.leadstrat.com or at 1-800-824-2850. If you want masterful meetings, contact Leadership Strategies, the facilitation company.
Hello, I'm Kynette Reed, owner of Kynette Reed & Associates. We provide organizations such as yours a source for experience and need-specific outsourced training to improve employee performance, productivity, and engagement. For information on the ways in which we can supplement your organization's current training offerings, contact me, Kynette Reed, at 678-344-6373 or visit our website at www.kynettereed.com.
Hi, I'm Stacy Mitchell at Self Support Inc. We help establish better relationships by making professional cold calls for your sales and marketing efforts. For more information, contact me, Stacy Mitchell, Self Support Inc., 770-814-8085.
And D&O Advertising Director for Build, Grow, and Enjoy here talking about our awesome upcoming campaign From the Hustle to the Boardroom. Again, you can join us in live chat, buildgrowandenjoy.com. The lines are open, 347-215-8709. So tell us, Josue, what is From the Hustle to the Boardroom?
The Hustle from the Boardroom, it is a project that is dear to my heart because I have been talking to several business owners. And one of the things that I always hear is the horror stories of how people had to go bumps, bruises, and all of the things of trying to get their business not only up and running, but funding, ideas of how to put structures together. And some people even losing, you know, not being successful, you know, one or two, three different times before they were actually able to be successful. What we're trying to do is create a group of people, like-minded individuals, and successful business owners, entrepreneurs, to sit and teach people and help people to come up with better ideas, better ways of doing your business. If you have an idea, bring it forth. Okay? We want to see how people are presenting their ideas. Maybe we could help you do a better way of understanding your business. And also, the best way is we'll have a business development person who will help with the business plans, with the implementation of your business, and how to create a profitable business, not only from the idea to the paper to the actual startup aspect, but secondly, we're going to be able to have a business sustainability coach be able to show you not just how to be able to have that business started up, but continue to be profitable so that you can live the American dream. And lastly, but definitely not in the least, more or important, we have investment bankers that will be able to show you how is it that you can get your business funded, what are the ways that you can get your business funded, and what are the things that this business funders, investors, venture capitalists, what are they looking to find in that next Google, in that next successful business that is running out there? Because all of these started as a small business, people.
Hello? Are you there?
No, I'm still here. I thought that I had lost you.
We don't have Josue in the studio today. He's, you know, out on the road doing this for us. But go ahead.
Am I back on?
You're back on.
Oh, great. Okay, so we're going to be looking at people, groups, individuals that are small to medium size companies. We're looking for businesses that are either local or global. And we're going to be focusing on several industries. One of the industries is technology. There's a great hub in Atlanta and in the U.S. of technology people. Healthcare and healthcare services and products. Environmental services, products such as green and energy. We're also looking for real estate programs, hotels, resorts, things of that nature. But any product that you have or any service that you have a business already working it out, we're looking to hear you out and create a network of people that hopefully we could team up together and make each other build and grow. So what
okay.
do you think?
Well, you're saying that the target market, so the target market of these businesses that will be looked for locally and globally, which is technology, healthcare products, environmental, green, energy, real estate, hotels, resorts. What if there's a project that's not in that arena? Will there be a chance for it to be looked at by these investors, by the team? How does that work?
Yes, we are negotiating right now with several investing houses the ability to be able to have people with any fields to be able to present their ideas, their products. But also the main focus of this, remember, is the educational aspect. We want to help empower these business owners and these entrepreneurs to be able to develop a successful business for themselves. And maybe, who knows, they might be able to speak to an investor. They might be able to say, okay, this sounds good, but work on this area. Or be able to say, hey, hopefully we'll be able to get somebody to say, yeah, I want to hear some more. You know, that's always the opportunity. As a small business, you know, that's the hard part, that when I started one of my businesses, it was very easy to go to the bank and sit down with a business banker and them write your check. Not like that anymore.
Right, definitely not.
Now the opportunities have shown to be. I have met with several venture capitalists, several commercial lending institutions to see if they wanted to be a part of this endeavor, and most of them are really excited about helping people develop financial independence. But the institutional banks, they're having a hard time being able to say yes. Now, the venture capitalists, the people who have the real big sums of money, they're about to make, you know, money's going to be flowing again. But it's going to be in the non-traditional banks, like brick and mortar. It's going to be interesting for the next few years for them. But venture capitalists, they're more than excited to be a part of this.
Right. I agree. Now, you were given, you know, some brief overview of the program itself. Is there a dollar amount that, you know, these businesses should be looking at, or, you know, is there a minimum, a max? What are the dollar amounts that these investors are looking for?
Yeah, that's a great question. Right now, there is some sweet spot in where the venture capitalists want to work, but the greatest thing about it is that there is no we have not found a max yet. They have not said, no, don't send me this deal that is millions of dollars. You know, none of them have said that, because they have been holding for these in cash reserves for a very long time that they're really ready to invest. We are also working with some funding houses that are looking at smaller deals. So right now, the way that we tell people, come with your idea, come with your business plan, and at least, at the very least, we'll be able to point you in the right direction to where to get business plan help, business consulting work, funding, who are the institutions. And if people are interested, the greatest part of this is that they also can sit and maybe present to one of the board members or one of the forum members or all three of them. You know, they may just we're creating opportunities here. That is what makes this forum a little bit different than any of the other forums that we've seen in the in this field.
Okay. So as you guys are looking to discover, you know, or as we are looking to discover that right business, is there like a panel selection or, I mean, what's the process on you guys actually or how we're going to break it down and really choose that ideal business we would want to push forward?
Well, we are going to have people can email me at Josue Andino at Build, Grow, and Enjoy. And we're going to have this in the website that people can start sending their proposals. We're going to start with a proposal base. We're not going to take business plans just yet. We're going to look at people who are willing to put their businesses out there and be able to present in front of these this forum panel. And these forum panel is going to be 3 to 4 people that can look at the deal, can look at the presentation, at the financials of it, and they'll be able to critique it. And if they're interested, who knows? We're giving them the opportunity, and we're giving them carte blanche to be able to negotiate a deal if they're willing to do that. Okay, so it's going to be very different than any other forum. It's going to be very interactive also. So that is definitely going to be a big part of this.
Are there timelines that apply? I mean, what are the timelines? What are the timelines if, you know, as the listeners are listening in and they want to participate, what does the timelines look like?
Well, right now the timelines are pretty good. What we're going to be given the opportunity to people start putting their ducks in a row, doing their business plan, and having it reviewed, we're going to start taking proposals in the next few weeks for people to be able to decide whether or not they want to be a part of the forum as discussion-based, or if they just want to be people who come and listen and learn. But within the month of January, we're going to be reviewing the proposals, and then we're going to have an interview session over the phone with the prospective business owners to get a little bit better idea of what we're looking at and be able to present it to a panel of investors and see which ones they want to listen to. And that's really where we're shooting towards. Pretty excited about it.
So you would say that everyone should just, you know, pretty much go on the site, email you if they have the interest, and then they can be guided from there. I mean, how would they how would they know what to prepare for and, you know, the who, the what, and the when? I mean, what is the plan on that?
Yeah, we're going to be having obviously the Build, Grow, and Enjoy website is definitely going to be the greatest resource on it. So anytime, you know, you could look at the website, and we're going to have the opportunity to get that information. But also, like I said, my email is on the website, and we are going to be having throughout the next couple of weeks people, like on your radio station, that are going to be part of the panel and as guests on the radio show, and we're going to be helping people prepare themselves by listening to these people on the business developer, business plan specialist, funders, investment capital people, so that we can be able to get the opportunity to everybody be ready. We're looking for, obviously, in the next week or so, we are looking to start opening the gates to start receiving the proposals. We're going to have we're going to have a form that people can fill out that is going to have descriptive questions, and that way it'll make it nice and simple for everybody to who are interested to fill it out, submit it to us, and take it from there.
So will there be any marketing, public relations, venues to increase the awareness for those that couldn't have listened in or have not really known or don't really know about the Build, Grow, and Enjoy group as of yet, since we just launched in November? Are there other sources where people will be finding out about this thing?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yes, we're going to start with a press release. We're going to have a press release that is going to be in different medias, newspapers, some of the local magazines and things of that nature, radio, like obviously this show. But we're going to have different presentations that it's going to be. We're going to be very visible. We're also going to be reaching out to Chamber of Commerce and different professional groups so that everybody is able to hear. But mostly we're also going to be doing it the old-fashioned way. Going and presenting to these groups, whether it's via the website, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, any way that people that we could get the word out. And definitely, the more people, if anybody has out in the audience knows of anybody that has a business and is looking for funding, looking for help, and how to make their business more profitable, we are willing to, you know, to present to them personally if need be.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back to finish up with Host Play talking about From the Hustle to the Boardroom, and we'll be right back.
Each one of us has our own sky map, which is determined by your date, place, and time of birth. Your own sky map or chart will tell a trained astrologer all about your life. I'm Toni Thomas, your astrology source. My number is 770-587-1910. Or you can go to my website at www.astrology-source.com.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. We are back with Josue in on the air talking about a great campaign we have here going on starting in January, Build, Grow, and Enjoy, From the Hustle to the Boardroom. Josue, is there anything else you'd like to add or to say to the audience before I get into letting them know about, you know, our red kettle that we have on the site, you know, for the Salvation Army, the money we're trying to raise for them to help the family in need?
Yes, please. Just a couple of seconds. Remember, businesses, we're looking for people who are business owners, business people who have an idea, who are entrepreneurs. We're looking to, again, educate, collaborate, create a network, share ideas, share information between different business partners. That is how businesses grow. We want to be able to help people sustain their businesses once they have them up and going, because we always want to be able to pay up and pay our bills and be able to be living that American dream. And also, we want to see our community grow. We want our community to sustain ourselves and not need the help of businesses or all of these businesses that are cutting jobs and not creating jobs. We want ourselves to be able to, you know, help each other up. Let's get it going and let's make this thing happen. We are going to be out there letting people know of this endeavor. And if anybody has any ideas or any people that they want us to speak to, we're more than welcome. They're more than welcome to shoot us an email and give us that opportunity. And Kalithia, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to speak to your radio audience.
Well, thank you, Josue. And as Josue mentioned, and I'm telling everyone, you can come onto the buildgrowandenjoy.com site. All of his information is under the team. You can submit him an email, and you will get a response back on more details if needed. So in conclusion, we are running out of time. I want everyone just to know that you can come onto the buildgrowandenjoy.com site. We are trying to raise $1,000 for a dear, dear, dear center, the Croc Center here in Atlanta, that I do a lot of volunteer work teaching, you know, the children and the parents about financial literacy. But definitely it's that time and season, and we want to help that next family, you know, make that season great for them. So come onto the site. Donate. You can just click it. The kettle's on there, and just help us raise the money that we want to get back to the center. I also have a dear, dear partner of mine, Bro C. He also has a great book that he just said you can pre-order. Pretty much, give the gift of the knowledge, turning your ideas into cash. It's only $10. You can also get information on the site to buildgrowandenjoy.com. So that concludes us for today. I hope everyone stays warm, bundle up, enjoy yourself. Like I said, we'll be on chat for the next 30 minutes, possibly buildgrowandenjoy.com. Tune in right here on WIGO 1570 AM Delight. On Wednesday, we will have the team from Professional Tax Services, and they will be talking about getting your taxes completed timely. Tune in.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.
Hi, this is Ron Clark, author of The Essential 55 and subject of the 10... 10-